what we call the Lord's Supper, ordained and established by Him and given to His church as a command that it obey what He said with regard to it in remembrance of Him. You know how the church is responding to that? Oh, I don't have to go tonight. It's just the Lord's Supper tonight. You know what? They stopped with the earthly story and didn't see the heavenly meaning. And if you see only the earthly story, it's a little container of juice and a little wafer of unleavened bread you could hold between your fingers like that. And that's all. That's the earthly story. But if you see through and you have a heart for God, Jesus Christ moves off this table and feeds your inner spirit every time you gather around it. You see, it all depends on where you are. So it's your susceptibility to the truth that determines everything. It's not the statement of the truth. Let me give you the greatest parable of all. One day, when heaven just spilled down in a funnel into time and heaven serenaded the earth and angel's song broke on the ears of men, a little baby was squirmingly laid down in some straw in Bethlehem of Judea. Herod said, "Just a baby." Others said, "Just a baby." Just like any other baby born that night, just a baby. He grew up. He began to talk and teach. And it was obvious he was different, but they said, "Yeah, he may be different. He's just a man. He's disturbing us. Get rid of him." They stopped with the earthly story and never got the heavenly meaning. And everything depends on what we do when God speaks to us like that. So that civilizations rise or civilizations fall, nations rise or nations fall, individuals rise or individuals fall, heaven and hell are suspended on the outcome of what we do with Jesus Christ. And one day, if you turn away from Him in a service like this, you see, that's so important. If you turn away from Him, you'll hear yourself say, "I don't believe that anymore. I just don't understand how God could be a man. Man could be God. I don't understand that. So I don't believe that anymore. I think Jesus was just another teacher, just another prophet." Your eyes have been judicially blinded. Right alongside you, there's somebody hurrying to church because he can't wait to be exposed to God's truth. And God is dividing men, including the church, because that's what this chapter is about. It's the unfolding of the outward church made up of wheat and tares. The tares have never been born again, the two wise and prudent. The wheat has received Jesus Christ and is expanding and growing, and God will get all of His economy settled through that right there, right on through eternity. But let me ask you, where do you stand? Proverbs chapter 25 says it is the glory of God to conceal a thing. He hides it. But it is the glory of kings to search out a matter. That means if you have a kingly spirit, you'll go right through the thing that hides it, the shell, and get to the kernel. But where do you stand? Where do you stand? I'm going to ask that we stand our feet and bow our heads and close our eyes and be in a spirit of prayer in these last moments of our service. In a moment, the choir is going to sing our hymn of invitation. The Holy Spirit of God speaks to you, not to this body, but to you individually. He also speaks to this body so that this church's stewardship will depend on what you do as well as your own. But He speaks to you. If you're not a Christian, the Holy Spirit has spoken to you today. We want to urge upon you the responsibility, the necessity of letting Christ have His way in your heart today. To simply give Him all rights to yourself and repent of your sins as you confess them to Him and receive Jesus Christ into your heart and life as your personal Savior and Lord and let Him have His way in you and come to publicly confess that before men. Don't try to understand it all. Just ask God to let Jesus come into you as you open your heart to Him and then ask Him to give you understanding as He teaches you thereafter. And then you come. There are other matters of church membership, those who would come on promise of church letter and by statement or for baptism as the church receives members and the Spirit leads you to come. Let Christ have His way in you and do what He tells you to do just now. As we remain with our heads bowed and our eyes closed, the choir will sing. You come just now and do what God tells you to do as we wait before God together.